The Buckawhop Country Music Festival returns to Cincinnati Friday and Saturday, August 5th and 6th at a new location in Blue Ashes Summit Park. Headliners include Brad Paisley and Randy Houser. Another familiar group is McGuffey Lane, a 1970s country rock band from Columbus. With me on the phone is Marissa Luther from Promo West Productions. Marissa, this is a very different festival from the first one in 2014, from the musician's book, the venue in August instead of June. What prompted the changes by Promo West?
Yeah, it's almost kind of like a brand new festival. When we purchased the fest at the end of the year in 2014, we knew we wanted to make some changes to it. And one of those was moving it to Summit Park in Blue Ash, where there is a lot of room to grow. This is a festival that we really kind of want to start from the ground up and make it as big as we possibly can. And Blue Ash can accommodate a ton of people, as you all know. So it's really an area where we can grow the fest and accommodate more people, more vendors, more stages, and all of that.
Well, let's start off with a rundown of some of the headliners who are going to be there, along with some of the other musicians this year.
Yeah, so we have our big headliner for this year is Brad Paisley. We also have Chase Rice, and then we just announced Randy Houser onto the bill, which was very exciting. But we also have Tyler Farr, Maddie and Tay. I think you mentioned McGuffey Lane, who play here in Columbus quite a bit. They're good friends of ours. So we're excited to have them on the bill. But also Corey Smith, we've also had him quite a few times. He's a great musician. Mo Pitney is also great. So kind of a good little diverse group of artists.
Well, it seems like the musicians that you've booked for, it seem to be younger. So are you going to appeal to a younger crowd, a younger country music crowd than those who showed up for Emmylou Harris, Alison Krauss, and Willie Nelson last time?
Yeah, I think so. That target age demo of ours is 25 to 34, really, for most of our shows and the festivals that we're doing now. And depending on, you know, the artists that we can book on a yearly basis, it can skew a little younger than that or a little bit older. You know, we did Bunbury this year and had Mudcrutch with Tom Petty. So it kind of just depends on who's out there, who's touring, and who we can grab.
And how many stages are there going to be? And will there be tents or open stages?
Yeah, there's going to be three stages total, and we have a ton of vendors. The Summit Park area is a huge park, so we have room for a bunch of vendors, some bars set up, and then a lot of activities. That'll be a fun time for everybody.
So are you going to have food trucks at all?
Yeah, we anticipate the list of vendors to come out here in the next couple of weeks, so you can keep an eye on our website, and you can see all the good food that'll be there.
Oh, okay, that's great. And are there going to be shuttle buses? What's the parking situation like?
Yeah, we're working on the parking situation now, but I anticipate that, yes, there will be shuttles grabbing you from your parking spot and bringing you safely over to the fest.
So folks should just monitor your website for more details on all of that.
Yep. As we get a bit closer, we'll start getting all of the hotel details out, walker rentals, all of those details out that everybody needs before they come to the fest.
And do you have two-day passes?
We do. Two-day passes are the only passes that are on sale now.
Will tickets for single days be available?
Right now, we are just offering the two-day tickets.
Okay. And what about regional beers? Are they going to be represented?
Yes, we will have a beer village. Multiple different kinds of beers will be on tap.
And can fans bring in coolers?
We do not allow coolers.
And also, since Summit Park is still under construction, the photos look like it's an open field with very few shade trees. Is that the situation?
Yeah, but I think we're going to be adding some tents and some activation spaces that will be providing shady areas. And there are a couple of, like, for lack of a better word, porch kind of areas on either side of the fest. So there's some areas to, you know, lay a blanket down and hang out. And there are trees and things that you can kind of get some shade there as well.
So there could be some cooling stations there then?
Oh, yes. We'll have, like, misting stations, water stations where you can get free water. So everyone is welcome to bring in an empty bottle or an unsealed water bottle, as well as, like, camelbacks and things like that.
What about seating arrangement? General admission?
General admission.
Can folks bring chairs, or how do they go about getting comfortable?
We do not allow, like, metal-framed chairs. Those kind of stadium chairs are fine, and blankets are fine as well.
And the hours of the festival each day?
We are still working on that. I believe gates will open between 1 and 2 each day.
So it's an afternoon-evening event?
Correct.
And that's on Friday and Saturday on August 5th and 6th. Thanks a lot for sharing, previewing this fun music concert that's coming up.
Yeah, for sure. And as I said, just keep up with our website and all the new news that we get will be added on there constantly here in the next couple weeks.
Thanks a lot. Our guest tonight has been Marissa Luther from Promo West Productions. The Buckle Up Country Music Festival will be at Blue Ashes Summit Park on Friday and Saturday, August 5th and 6th. You'll find a link at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
I don't know where I'm going to. Silk suit, black tie. I don't need a reason why. They come running just as fast as they can. Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. Go watch diamond ring. Not a single thing. Cufflinks, stick pin. When I step out, I'm gonna do you in. They come a running just as fast as they can. 'Cause every girl's crazy about a sharp dressed man. About a sharp dressed man.